Asia bust, along with Thai nationals. And then international news, Iran holds a state funeral for military leaders killed in Israel conflict.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has thanked the people of Lumezi constituency for overwhelmingly voting for UPND's new Member of Parliament, Lufeo Ngoma. And the President has further commended the people of Tua Ward in Sikongo District and Siwalala Ward in Milenge District, which were both won by the UPND. In a Facebook post monitored by Hot FM, President Hichilema said these elections may not have captured widespread attention precisely because they were peaceful and orderly. The head of state said this is in stark contrast to the violence and bloodshed that marred similar elections just 5 years ago. He has since congratulated the newly elected officials and the voters for demonstrating that democracy can thrive in an atmosphere of peace and dignity. The Drug Enforcement Commission has arrested one of the country's most wanted notorious drug lords, identified as Henny Shula of Lusaka's Leopards Hill area, in connection with trafficking 117 packs of high-grade cannabis weighing 73.9 kilograms. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba said Mr. Shula was apprehended on June 26, 2025, with the drugs concealed in four suitcases, and officers also seized $10,200, $6,000 kwacha, and a Toyota Hilux suspected to be proceeds of crime. He said during the arrest, Mr. Shula allegedly attempted to bribe officers with 60,000 kwacha to free himself and two Thai accomplices, identified as Kwan Hang Song Kwam and Den Wang Mei, who were found with about 24,620 suspected to be proceeds of crime. Mr. Tamba said another suspect, Humphrey Chama of Lusaka's New Kasama area, was also arrested. He said Mr. Shula is further wanted in connection with a 2024 case involving 204.7 kilograms of cannabis seized at Kenneth Kaunda International Airport, disguised as catalytic powder en route to Europe.
In the process of apprehension, Shula attempted to bribe officers by offering them 60,000 Zambian kwacha in order to secure his freedom and the freedom of his accomplices, involving two Thai nationals identified as Punawat and Sokram, male age 25, and Den Wange, male age 30. The duo was found in possession of Thai currency amounting to 24,620 baht, believed to be proceeds of the illicit activities. Additionally, Humphrey Alex Chama, male age 60, a resident of Lusaka's New Kasama area, was also apprehended in connection with this matter.
Government has commended Finsbury Reinsurance Limited for donating desks and renovating Mahopo Primary School in Chalala Kafue District. The 200,000 kwacha donation included 40 desks, repainting, window repairs, toilet maintenance, and a tree planting exercise. Speaking on behalf of Education Minister Douglas Siakalima, Senior Education Officer Rhoda Mwanza said the gesture supports government's efforts to enhance learning through public-private partnerships. And Finsbury Reinsurance Managing Director Dr. Webster Twambo has reaffirmed the company's commitment to supporting education.
Finsbury has donated several items to Mahopo Primary School amounting to a tune of about 200,000 kwacha. see that water is now running in the ablution block. This is not imminent, but the beginning of our journey as a private entity to support government agenda in providing quality education for all Zambians.
Meanwhile, Acting Deputy Head Teacher Doreen Chisenga said the donation has significantly improved the school's learning environment. The Lusaka City Council has completed the installation of solar systems at Kaunda Square Clinic and Kalingalinga Police Post in Monali constituency. Lusaka City Council Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Vulumba says the initiatives, which have since been commissioned, were undertaken at a total cost of 570,796 kwacha using the 2025 Constituency Development Fund allocation for the constituency. He said specifically, Kaunda Square Clinic has benefited from the installation of a 10 kV solar system at a total cost of 373,684 kwacha, while Kalingalinga Police Post has received the installation of a 5 kV solar system at a total cost of 197,112 kwacha. Mr. Vulumba said the installation of these solar systems at both facilities is part of the government's efforts to ensure uninterrupted power supply aimed at enhancing service delivery for the people.
The Lusaka City Council has completed the installation of a solar system at Kaunda Square Clinic and Kalingalinga Police Post in Munari constituency. The initiatives, which have since been commissioned, were undertaken at a total cost of over 570,000 kwacha using the 2025 CDF allocation for the constituents. Kaunda Square Clinic has benefited from the installation of a 10 kV solar system at a total cost of 373,684 kwacha, while Kalingalinga Police Post has received the installation of a 5 kV solar system at a total cost of 197,112 kwacha 49.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The BuyZ campaign has warned entrepreneurs contracted to supply school desks to ensure they provide value for money desks that meet the required technical specifications. And BuyZ campaign founder Evans Ngoma has urged the Ministry of Education's technical department to closely monitor contractors and guarantee that the desks supplied are of good quality, durable and suitable for use in schools. In a statement, Mr. Ngoma said with proper oversight, local contractors can deliver excellent products that meet the needs of educational institutions. He has since called on local and foreign direct investors to consider investing in medium density fibre board making machines, leveraging Zambia's abundant raw materials to stimulate the growth of the local furniture industry.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
A state funeral is taking place in Iran for about 60 people, including military commanders and nuclear scientists killed during the 12-day conflict with Israel. Coffins draped in the Iranian flag bearing portraits of deceased commanders were flattened by crowds near Tehran's Enclave Square. The conflict ended with a ceasefire earlier this week after the U.S. became directly involved by bombing key nuclear sites in Iran. The BBC has more.
A major state funeral is underway in Tehran to honor senior military commanders and leading nuclear scientists assassinated by Israel during its 12-day war. Live images show huge crowds of mourners dressed in black. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has welcomed a ceasefire agreement between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda, calling it a significant step towards regional peace and stability. But Congo's former president, Joseph Kabila, dismissed the agreement. At least 11 people.